Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom and we are now beginning our study of Masechet Shkalim. In the cycle of the Daf Yomi, Masechet Shkalim is the only Masechet of Talmud Yerushalmi that is included. The reason evidently is because Shkalim is the one Masechet in all of Seder Moed that has no Talmud Bavli, and so they decided to include the Talmud Yerushalmi in order to complete the Seder Moed. In any case, we will begin our study of Shkalim forthwith with just one bit of introduction. The language of the Talmud Yerushalmi, which was finished significantly earlier than the Talmud Bavli, is the language of Palestinian Aramaic as opposed to Babylonian Aramaic. So not only is the style and the some of the approach different, but also even the language and linguistic nuances are different. We'll do our best to navigate our way through the Talmud Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi has suffered from all sorts of textual challenges throughout the generations. We'll be working with one particular reading, but in the text that you're following, you may find variations. Don't be alarmed by this. This is something that typically does happen when studying Yerushalmi. The text that we're using is a text that was recently published by the Yerushalmi Institute, and our thanks to them. Bechad be'adar, mashmina l'shkalim v'al hakilayim. So the first Mishnah says that at the beginning of the month of Adar, we publicize regarding the obligation to bring your shkalim, which means the half-shekel donation that's brought every year. We're going to find out about a lot of details about that and about the timing. And also about kilayim, mixed seeds, meaning reminding people that if they have mixed seeds to uproot them and separate them out. V'chamishasar bo, on the 15th of the month, korina ta megillah bikrachim, we read the Megillah in the walled cities, as we read at the beginning of Megillah. Umetaknin ta drachim, and they repair the roads so people can make aliyah l'regel to Yerushalayim. Ve'at ha-rechovot, the public plazas, ve'at mikvot ha-mayim, all the mikvot. They do everything that's needed for the public wheel. They also mark graves. And then they actually go out to uproot the kilayim. So that's a little bit of the schedule of the month of Adar. And as we'll find out, that is only in the second Adar, if there are two. Okay, the Talmud. Bechad be'adar mashmin. Lama bechad be'adar? So why on the first of Adar? Why do they make this announcement about the shkalim? So that Am Yisrael should bring their shkalim in the proper time. So that the trumat halishka, and I'll explain what that is in a moment, should be taken from the new fund in its proper time on the 1st of Nisan. In other words, by the 15th of the month, they're already actively collecting, and therefore the funds will be in time to begin a new donation on the 1st of Nisan. Now, Trumat HaLishka means, and we're going to get details about this later, that all of the shkalim that are brought in are put into several large containers, and then at three different junctures during the year, a truma is taken, a third of each container is taken, and then that money is used for whatever the needs are. We'll see what all those needs are at a second time of the year, and then a third time of the year that is done. All of the shkalim that did not fit into those three big containers is called shi'arei halishka, and that has different uses. But all of these half shkalim come in and are then nitramim. So the first approach is that we want Trumat HaLishka to happen in the proper time, Be'achad B'Nisan. Marav Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel, Barav Yitzchak, says, Kitchilata, that we want it to come in the beginning of Nisan because it's just like the first time with the Mishkan. Techatav, Ahi B'chodesh HaRishon, B'Shana HaShinit, Be'achad B'chodesh, Hukam HaMishkan. At the end of Sefer Shmot, we read that the Mishkan was erected at the first day of the first month of the second year, meaning nearly a year after leaving Egypt, and so therefore we're replicating it every year, and that's the reason that by the beginning of Adar, we publicize it to give people a month in advance to donate. V'tani Allah, and we have a brayta regarding that, B'yom Shukam Mishkan, Bo Bayoni Truma Truma. That's the day that the original Truma was taken. Rabbi Tavi, Rabbi Yoshia, B'Shem Kahana, says Rabbi Tavi, quoting Rabbi Yoshia, quoting Rav Kahana, Ne'amar kan chodshei, v'ne'amar lahalan chodshei, that the word chodshei hashana, which we're going to see in one pasuk, is also associated in another context with Nisan. Machot sheish nemar lahalan ein monin ela minisan. Zot olat chodesh b'chodshei hashana. Similarly, af chodshei shnemar kan ein monin ela minisan. So just like that, just like the original one, which is chodesh hazelachem, rishon hu lechodshei hashana, talking about Nisan. Similarly, olat chodesh b'chodshei lechodshei hashana is referring to Nisan, and therefore the new olah, the new money for the olah, comes in Nisan. Amar Yona. Shavak Rabbi Tavi Rosha v'Amar Sofa. So Rabbi Tavi, who quoted this Braita, ignored the beginning and went straight to the end and left out the context. Dal Kain Kahadatani. Let's read the whole piece. Zotolat Chodesh B'Chodesho Yachol Tei Torein B'Chol Chodesh V'Chodesh. I might think that we have a Truma every month for Rosh Chodesh, Talmud Lomar B'Chodesho L'Chodesh Hashana. Meaning, 1 month for all the months. B'Chodesh Achad Hu Torein. So maybe you could pick any month you want and do it then. That's where Chodshei is. We only go from Nisan. So in other words, Chodshei is not there to tell us the obligation to bring it in Nisan, but rather to identify that that month that we've already identified is going to be Nisan. Okay, now, Mahu Mashmi'in, the Mishnah said Mashmi'in al Shkalim, what does it mean? Rav Huna Amar Machrizin, we announce it. Achmat Adamar, right, new call Yehuda Yerushalayim, as we find in Divrei Yamim, that they publicized the bringing of the gifts, in Divrei Yamim Bet, to bring all of these gifts to the Mikdash in Yerushalayim. And new call, so that's the publicity, so that's the hachrazah. Taman Taninan, in the Mishnah Megillah we read, Ein ben Adar Rishon, Adar Shani, Ela Mikra Megillah Umatanot Le'evyonim. The only difference between Adar Rishon on those years when we add an extra Adar, and Adar Shani in those years, is Mikra Megillah Matanot Le'evyonim, which is only done in Chodesh Hasheni. Which means, of course, that it sounds like that this mitzvah to publicize the Shkalim is both months. Rabbi Shimon Levi adds in Af Shimua Shkalim V'Kilayim B'Neihem. Also, the two things mentioned in our Mishnah are different between the 2 months. We do not do them in a first Adar. So Rav is quoting his uncle Rabbi Chia. Hakol Yotzin Ba'ar. Notice, by the way, in this text, Yerushalmi Chia is spelled with a hey, whereas we're used to in the Bavli with an aleph. Many distinctions like that. Hakol Yotzin Ba'ar Ba'asar Shuzman Kriyata. Everybody's Yotze with the Megillah on the 14th, which is the proper time, which, of course, is very strange. We'll have to see what that means, because we all know that if you are somebody who lives in a walled city, it's the 15th. And Riyosa V'Yaot. He says, indeed, Klum Amru Mashmin Al Ashkalim Lokadei Shavi Yisrael Shiklein Ba'onatan. After all, he says, this is true, meaning that we do not announce the Shkalim in Adar Rishon. He said, after all, the whole reason is so that they should bring the Shkalim in the proper time. In Momerat Adar Rishon, if you're going to announce it then, Ad Kedon Eat Bashat Ashit In Yomin. There's another 60 days left in the year. Klum Amru Yotzin Afalak, and so therefore, what's the point of announcing it that early, 60 days before its time? Klum Amru Yotzin Afalakilayim Lokadeshu Yotzachim Nikarim, and indeed, the reason that we go out to uproot the kilayim is because the different types of things that are growing are recognized, and you could see what's a mix and to uproot it. If you have two Adars, it's because the winter was extended, or shall we say that the year was shifting early, and that means Adar Rishon, it's still too early to see. The things are too small, and you can't tell, so therefore, Bishurban Levi is right, that really we should also, Kilayim and Shkalim should also be done only on Adar Hasheni. Rabbi Chizkiya Sha'al, so he asked the following question, Mi'ata. Perhaps in Bavel we should announce it 2 months in advance. That's what Rosh Hashanah means. Perhaps in Adar Aleph or in Shvat. After all, the first thing we said in the Talmud here was that the reason is so that they should bring it in time and have the Truma happen on the first of Nisan. And if you're in Bavel, you need much longer. Heitiv Rabbi Ula, Kume Rabbi Manas, Rabbi Ula answered, V'hatanin Mishlosha Parkim Mishanan Tamin Talishka. So he said, we have a Mishnah later on that tells us, remember I mentioned Trumat Talishka happens 3 times during the year, and now we find out when it is. But Prosa Pesach, which means 15 days before Pesach, in other words, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Beprosa Atzeret, in other words, around Lag BaOmer, and Beprosa Chag, or in other words, around Rosh Hashanah. 15 days before each of the regalim. So his impression is, aha, so the later ones are for shkalim coming from further away. In other words, we always announce on Rosh Chodesh Adar Hasheni, or the Adar before Nisan. People live far away, it'll take further longer to get them, and therefore they'll do the Trumat then. That's what we think. So the people who live in Eretz Yisrael, their shkalim will be nitramim on the first of Nisan. People live maybe further away, perhaps like in Syria, it'll be on for Shavuot. People live really far away, like Labavel, it'll be on Sukkot time. Amar Lei said, Kulo kachatai tabai. He disagrees. He says it all came at the same time in Nisan. V'lama amru b'shlosha prakim. What was the point of shlosha prakim? Kedei lasot pumpi ladavar. In other words, they wanted to make this a big deal and a big famous piece. And that's a word that we're familiar with in the Babli is pumbi, or in modern Hebrew, pumbi. Pumpila davar, in other words, to make a big deal out of it. And so in order to do that, they made it always 15 days before the Chag. Rabbi Yehuda Bar Pazi b'shem Rabbi said, Hein nikra v'lo nivhat. We now have a bit of Agadah. He said, we can read this Pasuk, shouldn't we be scared and shouldn't we be upset? Letova, you can read a Pasuk Letova. Kol Nadiv Lev, all sorts of wonderful people voluntarily brought their donations to the Mishkan. But Lerave, Barakuk Alman, Ismael Savash, Rabbos Nehem, in the same way, Am Yisrael quickly took all their jewels off for the Egel. Letova, we read something very nice. Vayotze Moshe Ta'am, Moshe led the people to Har Sinai for the Matan Torah. But Lerav, Atikuvan Alai Kulchem, this is when everybody came and approached Moshe and demanded they send them Raglim at the beginning of Dvarim. Letova, Azeshem Moshe Bnei Yisrael, they sang to Hashem. Lerav, Aysakol Yat Nuvay Nur Kolam, after the Raglim, they lifted their voices, but not in song, but rather in weeping. Amar Rabbi Chiya, so you see that just like with the donations of the Mishkan, sometimes you'll find Am Yisrael engaged in the same sort of behavior, but with a very different context and a very different end. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. Bar Ba is the Aleph usually drops off. Achen hishkimu hishchitu. What does that mean? Kol hashchata shu osin, vashkama yu osin otah. Anytime Bnei Yisrael did something terrible, it was always early in the morning. So early in, they got up early in the morning to do the Egel. Rabba bar acha, that's again Abba bar acha, ein at yachol amor al ofi shel uma hazot. You can't really figure out who about this people. Nitpa'in la egel v'notnin. They're asked to give to the egel, they give. Nitpa'in la mishkan v'notnin. They're asked to give to the mishkan and they give. So are they good or are they bad? Simple pshat, of course, in the psukim is not, it's not the same people who are giving to this and giving to that. Tana Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina hanamatnita. He read, Vasita chaporet zahav tahor. Why do you have to make the kaporet, the cover over the aron, out of pure gold? Yavo zahav shel kaporet v'chaper al zahavo shel egel. There's a play on words that the kaporet should be mechaper on the gold of the egel. Okay, now we get back to a little bit of the history of the Machzid HaShekel. Rabbi Chagai b'shem Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachman. Shmuel Nachman was a famous Chacham Eretz Israeli, a student of Rabbi Yonatan. Shalosh Trumot Nemru b'Parsha Hazot. In the introduction of Parsha Truma, we find the word Truma used three times. Trumat Adonim, Trumat Shkolim, Trumat HaMishkan. Trumat Adonim was the specific gifts of silver for the plugs to put the boards in for the Mishkan. Trumat Shkolim was just a Shkolim to be given. And Trumat HaMishkan was given to the Mishkan. We'll see what the difference in their usage was. Again, the word Truma, Trumat Shkolim. Zotah, Trumat Shkolim, Trumat HaMishkan. What's that? Trumat HaMishkan, the Mishkan. That would go for the construction. Mashiyotsu Yasu, and the Gabayim would do what they needed to do. Trumat Shkalim the Korban. The Shkalim was given to bring Korbanot, to buy animals for Korbanot. Mashiyotsu Yasu, animals and wine, etc. Kadesh Yad Kulan Shavan. The point of this was everybody's going to give a half shekel and everybody will have an equal chelik in all of the Korbanot. Trumat Adanim Ladanim, but the silver that was given for the Adanim was only for Adanim. And now we have Ashir Lo Yabev Hadal Lo Yamit. The rich man shall give no more and the poor man shall give no less. That's Machzit HaShekel, which we call Trumat Shkalim. Me'avun af b'parsha hazot ne'mar b'shalosh trumot. He said in that parsha also, the one that we read for Shkalim, we also have the word Truma three times, and again alluding to the three different Trumot, Trumat Adanim, Trumat HaMishkan, and of course ours, which is Trumat Shkalim. Okay, back in the Mishnah, Machamishah, Sarbo Kuntam Migilah B'Krachim. If you recall, we had a brighter earlier that we had an opinion of Rabbi Chia that everybody is Yotze on the 14th, which is very strange. So Lochen Rabbi Chelba, Rav Huna, Rav Bashim Rabbi Chia, Rav Akolitzim Rabbasar Shuzman Kriyata, which we said at the point, that point was kind of a strange statement. So Labala Melcha Shemitzvot Nohagot Badar Sheni. He didn't mean that everybody's Yotze on the 14th. What he meant was that everybody has to read it on in Adar Sheni. That's the point. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Acha, Rabbi Yadfin. So here's the story. The two of them were sitting. Am Rabba, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Acha. So one said to the other, Stabba l'shavar el alaba. Doesn't that mean b'di'avad if you read it on the 14th of Yotze? V'atani makom shtaguli kota shne'amim korino ta shne'amim. Said, but wait a second. We have a braita that says, in those cities where they have the minig to read the Megillah for 2 days, meaning like Tveria, because there's a safek, the Gemara records that safek already, that's a proper minig. So Marley Ufana Savarkin, I think so too. Armana Vyeutz, he said, so think about it. Ilu Mishakri Mishakra Karyabi Arbasa, let's say you read it on the 14th. Chosera Karyaba Habishasa, then you can read it on the 15th. Shema in Shamino, nobody's gonna pay attention. Nobody's gonna agree to read it a second time if you said that everybody's Yotze on the 14th. Imomer at Kane, if you really agree with that, then Nimtseita Oker is Man Bruch Krachin Biadecha. Now you're uprooting the time of the Krachin, which means the 15th. Everybody's going to say, well, Yotze on the 14th. And then what happens is anybody in a city where they read both days will read on the 14th and say, oh, it was already Yotze, I'm not going to read again. And in the end, the 15th is going to disappear. So therefore, we're not comfortable with this ruling, the way it's presented. Now, Tanya, Rishim Gamliel Omer. This is part of that Mishnah in Megillah about the difference in Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni. Rishim Gamliel Omer, mitzvot nohagot be'adar sheni, eina nohagot be'adar rishon. All the mitzvot that apply in Adar Sheni, which both have to do with the Arba Parshiot and the Shkalim, and also about Purim, do not apply in Adar Rishon, chutz ben Hesped ben Tanit. Except for Hesped and Tanit, the 14th and 15th of Adar Rishon were also not allowed to fast or have eulogies. Shin Shavin Bezeh was that. Rabbi Bar, Rabbi Yirmei B'Shem Rav, B'Simon B'Shem Rishum and Levi, so we either have this coming from Rav or Rishum and Levi. Halachah B'Shem Gamliel, we rule that way. Rabbi Chuna Rabba the Tzipuri Namar, so he reports from Tzipuri, Hinhig Rabbi Chanina, but Tzipor and Rabbi Chanina later became the Rav and Tzipuri, Kahanim B'Shem Gamliel, he was money, meaning he had people behave that way to do all of the mitzvot only in Adar Sheni. So Amar Ella Hinhig, but he only said that was the custom that he had. Halah halachalo, but he wasn't saying firmly that was the halachat. Avalanyan shtarot kotvin adar rishon v'adar sheni. But as far as shtarot goes, when you're writing a shtar, you have to identify which adar is it. So you have to write adar rishon or adar sheni. So they definitely have to be distinct months in a shtar. El shikotvin adar sheni tinyan. So what do? They write adar stan, that's adar rishon. And Adar Sheni, they write Tinyan, meaning the second one. In other words, the default Adar is Rishon. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Adar Sheni Kotev Ta V'dayo. He said, Adar Sheni, what they do is they write just a Adar with a Tav. They don't have to write Tinyan, but rather just Tav, and everybody understands that means the second one. Okay, back in the Mishnah, he said, we do all the things that the public needs. Eloin Socher Rabim, what are the things the public needs? Danin, Dinem, Amunot, Dinem, Fashot, Dinem, Akot. So on the 15th of Adar, they get out and take care of all of the outstanding cases, civil suits, and capital cases, and corporal cases. Fodin, Arachin, Charmot, Hekdeshot, and they redeem all the things that need to be redeemed, all the Hekdeshot, Washkin, Tasota, if there's a Sota, needs to have that ceremony, for Sofin, Tapara, the Paraduma is burned. Or Fina Glarufa, we take care of that mitzvah by Glarufa in case somebody was found murdered out there. Rotsin Evid Ivri, we take the Evid Ivri and put him up against the wall if his 6 years have come up and he wants to stay. Tarin, all of these things, of course, many of these things we just mentioned have been moot for quite a while when this statement was made. Umatarina Tametzora, we go through the Metzora process. Umfarkina Tamin Al Mial Gabeha Imum Vein Machzirinoto. And we also take the shoes off of the mold that it's sitting on, and they would leave it there, so they would be able to take it off, but they would not put it back, and this is now talking about Chol Hamoed. In other words, this entire Breita that we're quoting, which is a Mishnah in Moed Katan, is referring to things that we can do on Chol Hamoed. We could take care of all of these Dine Nefashot, etc. And you're even allowed to remove the shoe from its mold, but you can't put it back because that's considered to be professional work on Chol Hamoed. Sanu Lakforot, we said that you go and mark the graves so that, you have a grave out somewhere and it's out in the middle of nowhere And it's not marked, so people will walk by, they come tamei on their way to do the Korban Pesach. So lo kvar tzinu mi'adar, didn't they already mark them at the beginning of Adar? If you had, let's say, a lot of rain coming down, then the rain might have made the mark illegible, and therefore they need to re-mark it. Yotzinav al the kilaim, we go out to uproot the kilaim. Lo kray atzu biadar, didn't they already go out Rosh Chodesh Adar? If the year was a late blooming year, and you could not recognize the grass or the things that were growing, so then you would have to go out later. Okay, minayin letzion. What's the source for this idea of marking graves? So Rabbi Yaakov Bar Bat Yaakov b'shem Rabbi Chunya devrat Chavran. So he quoted this fellow from Brat Chavran, says Rabbi Yossi Amrila Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha b'shem Rabbi Chunya devrat Chavran, or somebody else. Chizkia Rabbi Uzi al Beredu Rabbi Chunya de Beit Chavran Meshem Rabbi Chunya de Beit Chavran. So someone came from Beit Chavran. Tamei Tamei Yikra, that a Metzora has to call out Tamei. Keshteya Tuma Kor Eit Lach Befiha Vomeret Lacha Prosh, as if the Tuma should call out. How does the Tuma call out and say, get away from me? So you mark a grave. B'ilam Shem Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachman, he has a different pasuk. V'ivru ha'uvrim be'aretz v'aretz v'aretz etzem adam v'natz lo tzion. You see a bone and you mark, put a marker there. And so there you see, Mikan Shmet Senel Atzamot. Here you see that you mark bones. Adam, Mikan Shmet Senel Al Shidra, or Shizra V'ala Gugolet. It says, Etzem Adam, so that means that even the basic form of an Adam, which is the spine and the skull, you mark. Uvana Mikan Shmet Senel Al Gabei Evan Kfua. You make that mark on a set stone. Im omerat al gabei evan tlusha, meaning if you a stone that's set in the ground, if you think maybe it's a stone that's uprooted, afi holecha metama b'makom acher, then it's going to go and be metame elsewhere. So you want to have a stone that's set in the ground. Etzlo means the makom tahara, and tzion mekam tzion. But etzlo meaning you want to put the tziyun on the ground, which is the place it's tahor, and why tziyun? So that's the mark. So let's say that you found a rock that had the mark on it, even though you're not supposed to keep it that way. Nonetheless, if you stand over it, you're tamei midin ohel. Because remember, we said we want to have two rocks there to mark it. So even though if there shouldn't be just one, but if there's one, you go over it, you're tamei midin ohel. Ani omer meit mitzuyan v'hayana tun tachteha hayushtayim v'hil alehem tahor. So if there's a mate underneath and it's marked, then you're tamei. But if there's two rocks and you're over them, then you are tahor. Because the mate doesn't take up all that much room, and if there's two rocks, then where you're over, that you're really over the area, but not directly over the mate. Uvenehan tamei, but in between the two rocks, you're tamei, that's where the mate is. Imaya choresh ben taim, if there's some, plowing, area that's plowed in between them, read it as charush, harein ki chidiot, then what you have here is, like two separate rocks, so benan tahor v'zotan tamei, then you'd say that each rock is marking a different mate, and so you're tamei over it, but not between it. Tani ein mitzanin al habasar, shema nitachel habasar, you can't mark on flesh. Even though there's, let's say, meaning there's, all you found was flesh, but not bone, you don't make a mark. Shema nitachel habasar, because in the meantime, the flesh will erode, and there's no tuma. So, aren't you being metame, taharot, retroactively, let's say that you are standing over the basar before it's erodes and you haven't marked it, then now everything you touch will become tame because you are tame. He says it's better to lose 1 hour, meaning for 1 hour things are really kind of murky, as opposed to making something tamei forever, which really isn't tamei anymore at all, and so we leave it as such. We're going to pick it up with the next Mishnah Bet, in the next podcast. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.